This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street, Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Angela's on the line at the moment. Angela, apparently you were nearly involved in a serious crash at the site last week.
When we drove back from Mosman last Monday, we were nearly wiped out by a driver that crossed the double line right in front of us. And when I went back down and had a look at the sign, I realised that they'd taken right, literally, thinking that you turn right to look at the lookout instead of going park on the left-hand side and then cross the road.
It's a strange sign, isn't it, Angela?
Well, it's a sign developed in Brisbane.
You are correct. It looks as though you can turn right, and if you tried to do that, you could cause a very serious crash.
Well, it nearly killed us, yes. Nearly killed us last Monday. Literally a nanosecond, I mean a wafer of a second, we would have been dead, basically, because these people just pulled straight out in front of us.
So do you believe the sign should be taken down?
No, I think we'll just all it needs to do is just have, like, you know, your parking sign or whatever, and then just have it saying parking left so that people know they can park on the left side. I mean, the thing about it is, it's so popular it is that car park's full most of the time anyway. So with the extra sign, they're going to be chockers. Look, they're promoting the Great Barrier Reef Drive at long last. And I don't know whether you know about the background of that, but that was actually Charlie Woodward. Woodward family. Charlie actually proposed that in a meeting that I was at more than 15 years ago.
Wow. They finally got around to it.
It's taken a while. Yeah, so I must give credit where credit's due. It's actually Ben, Peter and Michael's father, Charlie, who actually put that forward as saying, well, you've got, you know, the Great Barrier Reef just out off here. It's the closest, one of the closest points, and we should promote that. So it sort of finally percolated through and happened.
So no problems with the sign, just that slight correction to the sign,
I just think it is, yeah, because the problem is that we don't realise that a large portion of our driving traffic are not first English speakers. They're adapting the English language as it is. And so you have to make things really, really clear for them, because they're quite often times Spanish, French, German, Italian, whatever else. And you have to make those things really clear, because otherwise they don't understand. Japanese, Chinese, Koreans, whatever else. You know, that's when you do the demographics, that's a big portion of our driving public now. Let alone our visitors from Melbourne that don't even know that Cairns is, you know, 400-something kilometres from Townsville. So they need a bit of help too.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.